We are living in crazy times. With the unrest, the rioting in different cities, and the supply chain sometimes strained, this is where emergency food supply comes in handy. I invite you to order your emergency food supply from jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency coffee, emergency food, number 10 cans, air filtration, water purification, survival items, many other things. So why not order today? Go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You will not be disappointed, because having emergency food on hand is very important in these times. So, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. This is James Powell. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Real Time News. Real Time News is about bringing you real news, real tech, when we talk about it, and a real God. Of course, in our time of craziness, we have actually focused on more news, but we thank you for taking the time. So today we are going to bring the news that we have come across, and we also jump over to our Cloud Hub, Parler, and sometimes Twitter, and we just look at news in general. If you would like to advertise on our podcast, please contact us via the links that we have all around this podcast. And we would love to talk with you. We appreciate our sponsors, and we want to give back to you, because we will promote you, give you the time, and our packages are very affordable. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back with real news. Welcome to
the podcast for the Treasure Coast. With breaking news.
The latest tech. With scripture and devotionals added in at times.
The only podcast on the Treasure Coast, that brings you breaking news, along with anything tech,
with edited reading or commenting on scripture, and a devotional at times. Welcome to Treasure Coast's
Real Time Podcast.
And we do welcome you to the Real Time Treasure Coast Podcast, the Real Time News. This is James Powell, your host, and we are just bringing you once again a shortened version. Of course, many of you know that the crazy times are happening, and so it isn't. We are not actually able to bring you a full show. But I'm going to jump over, and I would like to welcome you, those that are watching on video. Here I am, James Powell. And of course, below, one of our main sponsors that we're pushing, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Go ahead and go there, and we would love to share with you what we have there. So, but we are going to bring you a shortened version of our podcast, and we're just going to highlight three different news articles. We are not going to our Cloud Hub or Parler or Twitter or, you know, whatever. This is a shortened version. We will go ahead and just show you the three news articles, and we are trying to just get information out there. We are in a very serious time in our country, and we need to hear the truth. That's what it is about. It is not about whether your guy or my guy wins. If you can see, you that are listening on the podcast, I have my Make America Great Again hat on. That's who I support. I'm about America, America first. But whatever it is, it's about, we are getting to the integrity of our election system. And if we don't make a stand now, we will forever be changed. So I'm going to jump over to the screen, and we are going to talk about integrity, basically. And the Gateway Pundit has been one that has really come surged forth. Of course, many of you have probably been censored on Facebook and on Twitter. And, you know, the mainstream media is trying to squelch free speech. So there is a battle that we are having to rage. So GOP Congressman Andy Biggs requests 100% audit of Maricopa County, Arizona ballots. So once again, we are talking about truth. That is the bottom line. We want truth. We want honesty. Says Congressman Andy Biggs, Americans and Arizonans must have full confidence in our election processes and systems in order to maintain the bedrock of our constitutional republic. Although Arizona conducts elections with far more transparency and accountability than other states, there have been some issues raised about the integrity of some of our election systems within the state. For this reason, I am calling on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to go above and beyond to assure the public of the integrity of Maricopa County's elections. Let's leave no stone unturned in the pursuit of accountability and transparency, Biggs said in a statement. So, more than 3.2 million ballots were cast for the presidential election in Arizona, with more than 63% of these cast in Maricopa County. Yet hundreds of voters in Maricopa County have signed affidavits. Now, I want you to understand what these affidavits, if a signed affidavit, if you are signing an affidavit, you are basically swearing to the truth. And if you are lying, you will go to jail. That's how serious these affidavits are. But I want to ask you, are you about truth? Do you want truth? Arizona state law sets out various mechanisms to root out fraud and protect the integrity of the results. While the election margins may not be narrow enough to trigger a recount, you are permitted to conduct a 100% manual audit. State law requires a manual audit of a minimum number of ballots cast, both those cast early and those cast in person on election day. The law does not, however, impose a ceiling of the number of ballots that may be manually audited. Maricopa County has full authority to require a 100% audit of ballots cast, allowing tabulators to review ballot images and compare the results to current totals. So he's asking for a full audit. Article goes on to say, Arizona has many irregularities that need to be investigated, including Sharpiegate. Those that were given a Sharpie instead of a pen. So that caused trouble with signatures. So it looks to me like someone was trying to toss off. I mean, this is about honesty, folks. That's what this is about. Being totally honest. And if you, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, it's about integrity. Integrity. All right. Okay. Jumping to the next article. Trump lawyer harassed and threatened by attorney working for law firm representing Pennsylvania Secretary of State. Another one of Trump's lawyers was harassed and threatened for the crime of representing the President of the United States. Last week, the anti-American hacks at the Lincoln Project doxed and harassed two of President Trump's Pennsylvania lawyers,
prompting them to withdraw from a voter fraud case. Now, another one of President Trump's lawyers had her life threatened, and she filed a civil rights lawsuit to ensure a clean election in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia lawyer Linda Kern said on Sunday night court filing that she was harassed and threatened by a lawyer working for Kirkland and Ellis. Since the case was filed, undersigned counsel has been subjected to continuous harassment in the form of abuse emails, phone calls, physical and economic threats, and even accusations of treason, all for representing the President of the United States campaign in this litigation. So I'm asking you again, what are they trying to cover up? What's wrong? What if they don't have anything to hide? If the Democrats don't have anything to hide, why not? Be transparent. Let's see what has happened. Typically, the guilty try to hide. That's it. All right, our last article. Let's jump to it. Denver business owner Dominion's Eric Coomer is an unhinged sociopath. His internet profile is being deleted and erased. In 2010, Eric Coomer joined Dominion, and reminding you folks, Dominion is a company that the election machines that count the votes, that's the company that has them, Dominion. As Vice President, Eric Coomer joined Dominion as Vice President of U.S. Engineering. According to his bio, Coomer graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, with a Ph.D. in nuclear physics. Eric Coomer was later promoted to Voting Systems Officer of Strategy and Security at Dominion. Coomer has since been removed from Dominion page of directors. In fact, in our interview with Denver native Joe Altman, Eric Coomer's presence is being scrubbed from the internet. The Gateway Pundit's Jim Hoft interviewed Denver business owner Joe Altman on Sunday. Altman, the founder of FEC, Faith Education Commerce United, revealed how he infiltrated Antifa and how during a conversation with Antifa members, he discovered Eric from Dominion was allegedly part of the chat during the week of September 27, 2020. Altman told TGP that Eric was telling the Antifa members they needed to keep up the pressure when one of his callers on the September group asked, "Who's Eric?" Someone answered, "Eric, he's the Dominion guy." So what is happening? Altman began digging into Eric Coomer, trying to find out anything he could about him. Altman finally hit gold when he was able to legally access what he claims is Dominion VP Eric Coomer's Facebook page. Joe Altman, this is the Denver businessman, said he never saw such hate and vitriol coming from someone who has a Ph.D. in nuclear physics. Altman explained to Malkin that Coomer actually reposted the Antifa manifesto to President Trump on his Facebook page. So here, someone that majorly connected to Dominion, and Dominion is the company where our votes are counted, is so anti-American. Do you see the connection? Do you see the problem? There's a major, major issue. So, let's be transparent. This is James Powell with Real Time News. I thank you for watching. Please subscribe, share, like, and we're gonna end this with our promotion of JJMediaOnline.net, My Patriot Supply. Thank you for listening. We ask you to connect with us with all the links around this. Subscribe to our video channel, whatever channel you're watching this on, and we will catch you on our next show. And please, please stay encouraged. Please stay encouraged, because we are going to win. And that's really the truth. We are going to win. So, we will catch you on our next show. Stay tuned for the advertisement, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Thanks again for listening.
living in crazy times. With the unrest, the rioting in different cities, and the supply chain sometimes strained, this is where emergency food supply comes in handy. I invite you to order your emergency food supply from jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency coffee, emergency food, number 10 cans, air filtration, water purification, survival items, many other things. So why not order today? Go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You will not be disappointed, because having emergency food on hand is very important in these times. So, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply.